This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India operates with a spirit of development, not expansion. He remarked that India has always supported an open, secure, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after dedicating three frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Wagshi, to the nation on their commissioning at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai.
आज भारत पूरे विश्व और खासकर ग्लोबल साउथ में एक भरोसेमंद और जिम्मेदार साथी के रूप में पहचाना जा रहा है। भारत विस्तारवाद नहीं, भारत विकासवाद की भावना से काम करता है। भारत ने हमेशा ओपन, सिक्योर, इंक्लूसिव और प्रॉस्परस इंडो पैसिफिक रीजन का समर्थन किया है।
Remarking that today was a big day for India's maritime heritage, the glorious history of the Navy, and for the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, the Prime Minister said that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj gave a new strength and vision to the Navy in India. He emphasized that it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders. The Prime Minister noted that when it came to the development of coastal nations, India introduced the mantra of Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, and advanced with this vision. The Prime Minister remarked that India has emerged as the first responder in the Indian Ocean region. The Prime Minister congratulated the armed forces for propelling the Make in India campaign. He highlighted that India's defence production has surpassed 1.25 lakh crore rupees and the country is exporting defence equipment to over 100 nations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this year is the year of reforms and for the defence sector, and by the end of the year, the defence sector will implement many reforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also inaugurated ISKCON Temple at Kharghar, Navi Mumbai. The Prime Minister also had offered prayers. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji Temple reflects the entire tradition of spirituality and knowledge. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy CM Eknath Shinde were also present on the occasion. Meta India has apologized for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's statement that the incumbent government in India lost elections in 2024 due to its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid the massive row over remark, India representative of the social media giant apologized today, calling it an inadvertent error. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. A high-powered inquiry committee, which was set up on receipt of information provided by U.S. authorities regarding the activities of some organized criminal groups and terrorist organizations, has submitted its report to the central government. The Union Home Ministry said the committee has recommended legal action against an individual whose earlier criminal links and antecedents also came to notice during the inquiry. It has also recommended that the legal action must be completed expeditiously. In Bangladesh, the Supreme Court today acquitted Khalida Zia, Tariq Rahman and others in the Zia Orphanage Trust graft case. The court, headed by Chief Justice Sayyed Rifat Ahmed, pronounced the verdict unanimously acquitting Khalida, the former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, and others who were convicted and sentenced by the lower court in the Zia Orphanage Trust graft case. Three passengers were killed and 14 others injured after three vehicles, including a luxury bus, a container truck and a tempo, collided early this morning at Shahapur on the Mumbai-Nashik highway. In women's cricket, India posted a huge target of 436 runs against Ireland in the third and final match of the three-match ODI series in Rajkot, Gujarat. In reply, Ireland were 126 for 8 in 30 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.